With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pentagon chief says U.S. military strikes obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said last weekend's military operation in Iran was a resounding success.
Decimating, choose your word, obliterating, destroying Iran's nuclear capabilities.
And he accused the press of irresponsible reporting.
Half-truths. Spun information, leaked information.
Hegseth cited the CIA and other sources as he downplayed an initial intelligence assessment that raised doubts about whether the nuclear facilities were permanently destroyed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says a trade deal's been signed between the U.S. and China. He made the quick remark during an event for the Big Beautiful Bill. A victory for pro-life groups. The Supreme Court says states can block the country's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, from receiving Medicaid money. South Carolina argued no public money should go to that group. The vote was 6-3. There's a change coming to Windows error screen.
Nearly every Windows user has had a run-in with the infamous blue screen of death at some point in their computing life. Now, after 40 years of being set against a very recognizable blue, the updated error message will soon be displayed across a black background. The changes to the notorious error screen are part of broader efforts by Microsoft to improve the resiliency of the Windows operating system in the wake of last year's CrowdStrike incident, which crashed millions of Windows machines worldwide. Microsoft says it's streamlining what users experience when encountering unexpected restarts that cause disruptions, and that means a makeover to the infamous error screen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new report paints a picture of the gay community in the U.S.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that gay people are mostly young, liberal, and religiously unaffiliated. 36% of all LGBT Americans are under 30 years old, and another third are between 30 and 45. 51% of homosexuals identify as liberal, and a plurality say they vote Democrat. The PRRI study also reports that 52% of homosexuals are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sleeper cell behind a deadly church bombing near Damascus this week belonged to ISIS, which had plans to target a Shiite shrine in a similar attack. That's the word from the Syrian government. The attack was the first of its kind in Syria in years, and it comes as the Islamist group currently ruling the country is trying to win the support of Christians. This is SRN News. On Wednesday, Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick said her offices were evacuated due to imminent death threats against her, her unborn child, family, and staff, which she claims erupted following a news report about her pregnancy. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The Wall Street Journal published an article on Sunday where Representative Kamick shared the challenges she faced getting treatment for a life-threatening ectopic pregnancy in May of 2024. She is pregnant again and is due in the summer. Since the article was published, Kamick said in a Wednesday post on X, quote, "We have received thousands of hate-filled messages and dozens of credible threats from pro-abortion activists, which law enforcement is actively investigating." Kamick opposes abortion and co-chairs the House Pro-Life Caucus. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A man connected to the Palm Springs Fertility Clinic bombing last month in California died by jumping from an upper tier of the facility where he was being housed. More details at srnnews.com.